this was one of the bitches that was talking shit, little racist lady. I'm like, you don't have any lips. How
dare you? How dare you?
In the comment section.
With this moose, I guess she's just trying to have curly hair.
I have no idea, but look how her eyebrows are like attached to her ears.
Is her name there?
No, but I should find it.
Girl.
That's how all the races were in the
comments. That's literally how all races look to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so real.
Oh, we gotta try to remember to post her picture. We can blur out her
eyes. Get the eyes out, but everything else.
Yeah.
Because you got no problem being racist.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Monkeys and niggers. And
oh, it's always a monkey, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
gross.
Hey, podcast. What's up?
It's hey Strokes. Guys. And Khadisi.
And we're back with an emergency episode. Seriously. Or at least an emergency recording.
Mm-hmm.
We've been having a lot of shit go down in St. Louis. We talked about it in our last episode. The Jason Stockley verdict was on its way out.
And it came out.
It came out. And I mean, yeah, he was found not guilty of.
And once again, anything. To remind you guys, this is the cop that was found on video planting a gun, saying that he was going to kill the motherfucker. And I didn't even know there was a backstory that he like has arrested the brothers before. And I think they said something about him killing another brother, but I don't know. I need to confirm that, but that's,
I did not know
the
that.
Brother, his brother that was that is alive was saying that on an interview.
See, I haven't really done any research past this is not guilty. I know this story and that's it. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
If that goes that deep, like,
dude. It's a lot.
So what we're dealing with right now is living in St. Louis in the hotbed of everything that's happening. And it's a lot.
I don't know where to start.
It's
been like mentally exhausting and draining because I don't even know. I don't know where to start.
I know. So it happened. The announcement happened in the morning on Friday. And I thought that through insider info, it was supposed to happen at like 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I was like, at least we can get through the day. And I was I was literally texting somebody about, the verdict's supposed to come out at 3 o'clock. And then on a group chat, it said shit. Someone said shit. And then I looked on Twitter real quick, looked up Jason Stockley, and it was 39 seconds since it had come out.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. And this is the top of the goddamn day.
Top of the day. And so my thing is, I had my phone off for 2 hours because I was in this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't even know it until my Lyft driver was like, yeah, did you hear what happened? I was like, what? And she told me, and like my heart immediately dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Like I felt it. Yep. I felt the not guilty in me.
Yep.
And it was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. I mean,
how?
Yeah. How is he not? So I don't know. I went through a range of emotions because it's like, how the fuck is he not guilty?
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other hand, it's like, of course he's not guilty, right? Of course he's not guilty. Duh, he's not guilty. He killed a black person. Duh. Why would he be guilty?
A heroin dealer.
Oh, so he's a like, heroin dealer. Oh my
he's
God.
He's already demonized.
He's so no like Rosa Parks. That's literally what is on the caption of the Fox News coverage that has been shared. I've seen it twice on my Facebook timeline.
Yeah.
One, some girl from high school. Two, a security guard from
what?
Mm-hmm.
Show me
a
that
security
later.
Guard from who is the mother of two half black children.
That lady?
Get into it.
She said something. She posted, you have to show me.
She reposted the Fox News thing. I immediately, when I saw her thing, I blocked Fox News, so I don't see them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It. I mean, just looking at personally my timeline feed, I haven't seen too many people that don't agree with like my point, which is like, fine, whatever. But like, I usually avoid comment sections, period, when it goes to articles, videos, things, especially when it pertains to race and things like this. But I was like, fuck it. And I've been in these comment sections and I've been, okay, you're going to say this, we don't have jobs and we're monkeys and we're this and that. And so like my Facebook was like disabled for like a day because the people reported it or whatever. So I didn't even have Facebook for like a day, which I mean, it's not the end of the world, but
honestly,
just like,
it might've been good.
It was good. It was just like, you know, maybe this is just like, just take a break because I was up all night just shaking just because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this, like, yeah, Missouri's a red state or whatever, but where else do we go to feel safe?
Right.
So when people say, well, just fucking leave my state, leave my country, where are we going?
No, because it's my state. And it's my country.
What is that?
Shut the fuck up. And like, so let's rewind a little bit to the day, because it happened at the beginning of the day. Mm-hmm. And that night we had the balloon glow, which is a family friendly event. Happy, happy, go lucky.
Hot air balloon, basically in preparation for hot air balloon race.
Yes. And your online argument started in that hot air balloon. We're not going there because of coded language, thugs. It's soon to be monkeys. So in the next is nigger. Yeah. You know, all that shit, whatever, what have you. Immediately, people started mobilizing that night, and the mobilization was going to happen near, or actually during the day. I'm sorry. No,
it happened immediately downtown.
Yeah, 10 a.m. they started.
Immediately.
And it was going to be moving around the city, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm, first of all, I'm really, really proud of my friends, like, especially my white allies. And I don't usually like to give out cookies for doing the right thing. But the thing is, for me personally, going to a protest is just like too much for me. Mm-hmm. Like mentally, I'm just like, I'm rah-rah at home. But then I'm like, am I really going to go and get this, see these people in these military outfits, like just there to like target people like me? Mm-hmm. Like I could be standing there drinking a smoothie and they're going to want to pummel me because I look like me.
Yeah.
And I'm there.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of the people who, one, aren't the first target going out there and being first in line. Yeah. So there is a famous video, and I don't know if it's viral quite yet or not, of an elderly woman being trampled by the police. And I watched that lady stand there on live feeds because one of my friends was right behind her.
Yeah.
So in the video, you'll see her get trampled and a guy that's dressed in all black. That's my friend. And he live streamed all morning when he was down there. All they were doing was singing and doing their chants. Yeah. And the police ran over this woman who was 60, looked like she was
60. There's so many different viewpoints of like that happening. Mm-hmm. There's like an aerial footage.
And it's clear she didn't do shit.
Very clear. Like you ran up on her and she either didn't move fast enough, didn't move, whatever it was.
Yep.
And that's the solution?
Yep. To run her over.
That's your solution.
Another thing, a couple of my other friends on Twitter were up there on the front lines too. Mm-hmm. One of them I'm really excited to see. He's just there to document. He is a filmmaker, and so he's filmed in that first day of protest. He got 40 minutes of edited footage.
Yeah.
Like edited down to bare minimum.
Right.
And he's already at 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's day one. But he has everything on film. All the perspective that's not sensationalized by the media, all that kind of stuff, including that bit when she got run over. And before she went up there, she was literally standing up there holding out the peace signs. And this lady said, all black people stand behind me. They're not going to hurt an old white lady.
Hmm.
Well, little did you fucking know.
Little did you know.
The police are something else.
It's just so like I have a lot of friends on my feed, too. Actually, when I said I didn't have people who didn't disagree, I kind of lied. Not lied, but like, so I have people who are just there for the sake of commenting. Like, there's a couple guys on my feed who are like, oh, why are you guys doing this? You're stupid. Nothing's ever going to change. They're black, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, they're black, by the way.
Huh.
It's always, let's put a hashtag and say a prayer and like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
But what are you doing besides?
You're just online.
You're just online.
What are you doing?
Yeah. So there's a few of those people. And then a few people like, you shouldn't feel surprised and telling people how to feel, which I really don't like because who the fuck are you to tell anyone how to feel? I mean, we're all affected and we have a right to feel how we feel.
Yeah.
But on top of that, like I said, I have friends that are out there, people that are protesting, people that are documenting just to be out there. So it's like, it is nice. And so like the day Friday when I got home, I'm like, okay, I want to go down there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drive or anything like, so not really. So like, I was waiting for a bus and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go because I'm like 10 minutes from downtown.
Right.
And the bus routes were like, no, we're not going down there. Mm-hmm. And not like, oh, we're like actually came out there. I had to go to the website to see this line get updated as far as which lines weren't running.
Mm-hmm.
I had another friend that she said she took a bus and the bus was literally rerouted.
Mm.
So instead of when she wanted to get let off, the police were like, no, you can't even get off. You can't even get let off.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay. Like, it's wow. just... So, they knew ahead of time, we know.
Yeah.
Because they were blocking off... So, like, the police were blocking off stuff.
Yeah.
So if your biggest complaint is that these protesters are blocking traffic, it's almost like, well, what do you have to say when the police are doing it?
Right.
Don't you just reroute when there's construction going on mm-hmm. or whatever or what have you?
Right.
Why is it such a big deal? Oh, right. Okay.
So, turn around. Anytime it is, right? Turn around and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Your highway is not so precious. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Somebody was killed. And now, so then the protest, when it was finished, the protest was finished. There were people that were angry.
Yeah.
And they smashed some shit.
Yeah.
And honestly, sometimes shit needs to be smashed. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Better that be smashed than somebody's fucking skull.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This outpouring of love and support for these business owners and these windows,
mm-hmm.
these inanimate objects, is ridiculous. People care more about property than they do about black bodies. And it's very evident, especially in the city. The fact that everybody's like, I'm at home taking care of my kids and you're just out there smashing mm-hmm. windows. Go to work. Da 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 da. First of all, it's 11 p.m. I get off at work at 5
okay.
p.m. Just like you.
And you're watching okay. a live video and telling people to go to work. Are you watching this at work?
Right.
Because you're clearly not being productive if you are. So okay. maybe your employer should be contacted.
The protesters are sitting. They're singing. They're sometimes praying. They're chanting.
In U City, like, music and arts is really big. Mm-hmm. And that's all that they were doing. I've seen so yep. many people I went to high school with were out there with their music, yep. dancing. It was like, yep. okay,
it's a gathering. It's together. Like, it's literally a protest of what happened. It's not an organization. Or if everybody out there was there to fuck shit up, the shit would be on the ground.
The shit would be burned to the ground.
There were 1,000 people out there. It was a very, very large turnout.
Mm-hmm.
These are people that went to the Ferguson protest.
Yep.
Then there were also some people that came over from the Women's March.
Yeah.
Not as much. Noticeable. But anyway, those people are now going because they're starting to see. And that's a beautiful change. You know
exactly.
why they're starting to see? Because people burnt down the fucking Quick Trip and fucking Ferguson because it needed to be seen.
Yep.
This is how much pain we have. And you're mad because you can't go get smoothies?
It's sickening.
Are you serious?
And I think people have a level of comprehension where they know that there are protesters and they're actual criminals. They're mm-hmm. actual people who are just agitators who,
yep.
you know, are looking at something like, okay, I can just get in here and do what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say that they're all fucking criminals.
Right.
And they're all thugs doing this shit. And
right.
it's like, we can read between the line. Now, my opinion on the loop is... Right now, so for those of you who don't know the Del Mar Loop, very popular, I guess, like street,
shopping area,
businesses,
and bars, yeah.
Yeah, and so they basically introduced this street train.
Hmm.
And
did
it's
they?
Killed a lot. It's actually, yeah.
Did they? So they brought it up.
They brought it up.
They have
did all this construction, but there's no train. They spent all this money. They
the
put a lot of...
The tracks weren't the right size.
Yeah.
After months of the street being broke down. Anyway.
They put so many small businesses out, so mm-hmm. there's very few right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, okay, I don't think that anyone who was, like, protesting, like, fucked up these businesses.
No.
No.
It was a Snarf.
For sure.
And a Culpepper.
Yeah.
And bar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, get the Central West City stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like they're making it seem like there was some, like, there's this bookstore by the Hookah Lounge.
Okay.
That was smashed. And I'm like,
okay.
But you know what? All the books and shit are there. All the
yep.
stuff is still in there. No
yep.
one was looting. And also, protesters didn't do that.
No, they didn't. They did not. And also, let me speak on that. Like, so there was also, like, a guitar shop where the mannequins are, like, holding guitars
yeah.
in the window. They busted those completely out. No guitars are missing.
Yeah.
It's not about looting. It's not about taking. It's not about stealing.
Did you see the one where the police officers were on camera breaking
mm-hmm.
windows in Central West End?
Yep.
So, yeah. What do you guys have to say about that?
So, there was a video of a police officer kicking in a window. There was another video out showing other people there. So that one is up in the air because of perspective. But all I know is that cops can be crooked, and I don't.
Well,
I
we know by this
buy.
Case in itself that cops
exactly.
can be crooked.
So I do not buy anything that's being informed by mainstream media.
No,
whether it has a filter on it that looks like it's a security camera or not.
Okay.
I don't trust
the St. Louis Police Department is on Twitter acting a complete ass.
Oh my God.
Their PR is basically
oh my God.
Criminalizing every single body out there. We've told these
uh-huh.
people that you have to go home, and our cops have just been hit by glass and bricks and like
not
they
even,
are
not even glass and bricks. Tomatoes and empty plastic
water bottles.
What are you talking about?
And they're fucking mixing people for no reason. reason.
Somebody splattered paint on them, and they said, our officers were hit by unknown substances. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You don't have to be there. You don't have to be there. What peace are you keeping? You're protecting a Snarf sandwiches and an Insomnia cookies. What are you talking about? And then another part, another big thing about the loop, mm-hmm. I'll call it a riot because we're just there.
Yeah.
But a big thing about that whole loop thing is mm-hmm. you have to also acknowledge the fact that there's the Del Mar divide. And so we're talking about Del Mar is a street, and one half, which has the loop on it and all these venues for music mm-hmm. and restaurants and shops that no longer have mom and pop shops on there, but they do have a Starbucks.
Yeah.
That whole side of the street and that whole side of the area are very affluent people. They go to Washington University, which mm-hmm. is highly acclaimed. They're all for international people and all this kind of stuff right down the street. And it's very noticeable when you're driving down the street.
Yeah.
Everything gets super fucked up, dilapidated, vacant.
Even the road is fucked up.
Even the road is fucked up. The same street.
That's
the Del Mar Divide. Look it up. It's insane. Just like visually, it's insane. And so maybe some of those people down the street came up because they've had people incarcerated or killed mm-hmm. by police officers. And it's like, yeah, we're fucking mad.
We're fucking
because
mad.
Because here it is again. Here it is again.
And you're not going to change the narrative to say that everyone is out there defending a fucking heroin dealer. It's like,
nobody likes heroin.
Nobody fucking likes that. Nobody likes drugs in the neighborhood that are killing people. The point of the matter is you can't be the judge, the jury, and the executioner. Like, get the fuck out of here.
So another thing about that is like, for me, I have a lot of white folks on my mm-hmm. Facebook.
Yeah.
And most of the communication happens on social media. Because, you know, whatever. And so there was this one kid who went to my grade school who I did not really too much fuck with from something that happened when we were very, very young.
Yeah.
He said some racist shit to a girl, but I was in like fourth grade. So I'm like, okay, years later, mm-hmm. I see him on the face. I think he added me. It really doesn't matter how we became friends on there. He's nothing but woke. He's always like when the Ferguson protests were out there, he was out there mm-hmm. always up for that, whatever. He lives by Del Mar, rather.
Yeah.
And then last night he posted on Facebook, I no longer support these thugs rioting in Del Mar. Mm-hmm. That was really quick.
Yep.
That was really fucking quick. And one of his best friends commented and said, all down for it until it hits too close to home, huh? And then there's just a whole conversation. I have a screenshot of it. I'm going to give you a little bit of it because it's just like, I'm so glad that this happened. Like,
I had, like, I wouldn't say the exact same situation, but there's this woman who runs a low income, like, program to help kids get in. Like, I think they're younger than high school kids, so maybe it's middle schoolers and elementary kids. Anyway. So she runs that. Oh shit, Little Kim. Okay.
Wrong screenshot.
She runs that. And she had made a status saying that, you know, while I do support peaceful protests, this is rioting, this is horrible, da 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 da, like making this huge deal. And everyone commenting is basically saying, you know, thugs, this, that, and the third. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so I had to jump on there and let them know, you know? And I don't care who you are.
This comment that these people were arguing about, he goes, all for it until it's personal, then racist coding comes out. And then the original poster said, yeah, sure, have you seen the news? Multiple businesses have been damaged, da 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 da. The person replies and said, businesses have been damaged in this process. If the proximity to you is what put it over the line, I'm gonna say you need to decenter your feelings and think about why you're calling them thugs now and not when Ferguson was
burning.
Good question. Why are they thugs
Who
now
is
when
this
they're?
Because we need to look him up.
Why are they? He's an Asian mm-hmm. dude, and he also went to my grade school.
Yeah.
Why are they suddenly thugs now when they're on Del Mar, but when they were out on Ferguson,
mm-hmm.
they were you were down because you were standing on the edge in your car taking pictures of them. I remember seeing pictures. Mm-hmm. You know, you were out there with them.
Yep.
But when it came home, now they're thugs.
Yeah, because if many of you don't know, the protests went to more affluent areas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you said, Central West End, West County Mall. They tried a little bit at Forest Park where the balloon glow was happening.
Hit them where it hurts.
Hit them where it hurts.
They took the money out of the city. U2 had a big concert here. Can't go to U2 concert.
Ed Sheeran.
Sorry, Eddie. Turn
and
around.
And when you think about it, I was proud that Forest Park still put it on because it's like... And so I've been following their page. And so they even made a post today and they're like, thank you for everyone that came out. Mm-hmm. All these years that we've, you know, been putting this on, and we're still going to continue to do it. Mm-hmm. As in, fuck you guys. If you don't feel safe or whatever, don't bullshit, don't come. But guess don't what? The show still goes on. The world does not revolve around your scared
about
asses.
Your safety. I work in a business where we take reservations, right? Mm-hmm. And I can directly talk to the guests. And today I chose to talk to the guests directly instead of having my employees do it because I want to hear what they're saying because I hear, like, everybody's worried about the protest. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. And so I answered the phones and the emails. A lot of, it's just not safe. We are nowhere near, but you know what? It's not safe. And no, we don't do refunds in less than 24 hours. So
don't come.
Don't come.
Lose your money.
Yep. Sorry. Nope. You can't come. Mm-mm.
Exactly.
Nope. It's not going to be fun. Is it safe? I literally got the question. Is it safe there? It's up to you.
Good. I'm glad you said that.
It's up to you.
Good.
Honestly, I don't have any.
It's a joke.
I have no filter.
The protesting and all, and then the negative shit that's happening gives people who already have the narrative that, oh, black people are this, that, and the third. Oh, it's just now we can really say how we feel and there's an excuse. God. Even though the protesters are mixed. Mm-hmm. Blacks, whites, browns, everybody is out there.
Most of the fucking live feeds that I'm seeing are coming from white people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? White people, it's actually your job to go out and do this. Let me just say that. Racism is not our fucking problem. It's a white problem.
Yeah.
And white people aren't listening to the black table. They're not going to listen to even us speak to their faces. Yeah. They just want to pick a fight when they see brown skin.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go up there and you cozy up to them and you dismantle them or disarm them with your whiteness, you need to start talking the truth.
Yeah.
And everybody who's listening to this and says nothing, you're a big part of the problem.
Yep.
You are now, you're on their side.
Yeah.
Until you say otherwise, you're on their side.
And I even had, and like I said, there was a couple like black people on my feed who were like, I'm just logging off today. Not because of the mental stress of it all, but I don't want to hear this.
And what it's don't like, you want to hear? What don't you
want
to hear?
And one of them is like raising three little black boys. And I'm like, you don't want to hear this. You're agitated with people speaking out against shit that literally has an impact on your children's life
tomorrow. It doesn't, they don't have to become 25 or whatever.
Okay. Like, I was just thinking
about, Tamir was 12.
I was playing with like my nephews and they had some toy guns and I was just like, you telling my boyfriend, you know they shouldn't be playing with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad that we have to like make our black children grow up faster just because, hey, just because you're black and someone may get scared, they're gonna shoot your ass.
I was not allowed to play with toy guns. I think I've said that on the show. Was never allowed to play with toy guns.
I didn't even as a kid have a we played with anything. We played outside at sometimes all hours of the night. Yeah, parents, I don't know what y'all was doing. But like we had a group of kids and like we didn't have that. I mean, different. Mm-hmm. We were in different places. We were in Phoenix, which is a very different lifestyle, and Southern Illinois. We moved around, so I didn't. No one ever said, don't play with toy guns.
I definitely wasn't allowed to. My mom was born in 1951, her mom in 1924. You have to think about their interactions with white people.
Yeah.
And it's been rough.
Yeah.
Even up until my mom graduated from grad school.
Wow.
Active racism in our city. She went to SLU, where there is a protest happening right now.
Yeah.
There is a protest happening right this second on SLU's campus. One of my best friends is a dispatcher at SLU for the campus.
Yeah.
So you know all those parents are calling in. Is my son okay? Is my daughter
okay? Come pick
your
kid up.
I don't know.
They should have
their asses out on the street on Grand holding up signs and chanting at the goddamn militarized police and all this fucking gear when everybody else is in t-shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, they're shooting pepper spray and rubber bullets and shit like that.
Yeah.
Saying that they're not. And then also, I just read the friend that documents and his partner that I both follow. I follow both of them on Twitter. I can't even get these words out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They both just tweeted like right before we got here to record, or right before we put up the fucking mic, that there was an unmarked car that did a reverse through hundreds of protesters. Everybody got out of the way.
Yeah.
But it was an off-duty police officer,
assumably,
because now at that point the police surrounded the car to protect the person as they got out of the car. What?
Did they get that on video or you don't
know? I don't know. It's probably on his. He probably got it on tape.
I mean, granted, it doesn't matter because you know that documentary that's in the works with Mike Brown and it's showing how the liquor store owners were basically like involved with buying weed from him or something. And so, like, have you seen the video? where it shows them trading the cartons.
Yes, of, that came out some months
later. Yeah, and mm-hmm. so basically that was shown, but it never got huge media coverage.
No, because
to it's basically the media. Like say that Mike Brown wasn't stealing.
Yeah, do not
which watch, was the whole fucking issue.
Do not watch the media coverage no. of anything. Do not watch it. They are paid by people. They have to make sure their checks are still coming
okay.
in.
Okay.
So they're going to say what the fuck they have to say because STLPD is making sure that their lights are on.
Okay.
So do not do that. Watch the live streams. There's nothing like you just type it in, Stockley verdict
yep.
or whatever the fuck it is, Stockley protests, whatever. Type it in, watch a live stream, because that's where you are going to learn yeah. the shit. And also, now we're armed with cameras. Like, we don't just take your message for it. And all these people who are poorly informed, like, even the people, for me, are around me at work. I had to work this weekend. And they don't even say protest. They say riot. And because they've been informed
yeah.
by their parents, who have been informed by previous protests, who only know rioting.
Yeah.
Who literally only know rioting.
The thing is, that's why I said this day and age, you have... You know for a fact what it is. You're making a choice
mm-hmm.
to not look at it and say it's protesters and versus, you know, mm-hmm. real criminals.
Yeah.
You know what it is. You're just choosing it to fit the narrative that you want.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Because it feels good to feel scared and fear these people.
Yeah.
Because now it validates that fear.
Let
that
somebody at
had.
Work say anything.
Oh, they will. They will.
Because I'm talking about senior people.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Whoever, I don't care. Right. But if you're a senior person and you have something to say,
oh.
we're going to be in there and everyone's going to feel very mm-hmm. uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to talk.
Everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
So just know that.
Well,
and I'm the only person of color in there mm-hmm. all the time.
Yep.
Let's go.
Well, I already tell you they're on eggshells already.
Please
because
be.
The day that the verdict came out, I was not holding anything back.
Yeah. So I've been watching a lot of live feeds. One of them is Real Life Real Life STL
mm-hmm.
news. And it's like a black... I'm not sure if they're like a real news, but what does
but
that
they
mean?
Have, but they like...
But they've been covering yeah. everything.
Yeah.
And so... Real STL News, mm-hmm. like shout out to them. They've been like they're doing it now. They've been live
yep.
at every location. So when it was yep. Loop, Central West End, etc., all these people have been getting on, like a lot of white people, mostly mm-hmm. completely, and saying racist things. And they've been the ones that saying, "Oh, people don't have jobs, and they're mm-hmm. criminals, and they're this and they're that." And so they made a status, and they're like, "Why is it that we don't have?" Why is it that you think we don't have jobs?
Right.
What is all this nonsense about black on black crime?
Right.
Because isn't crime just crime?
Right.
Most people that are killed by somebody they know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in a group, if you're around black people and you are murdered, more than likely you're murdering a black person.
Right.
Same for white people.
Yep.
Do you call it white on white crime? Like what is your, and if you think about it, our community has been saying don't kill period for yeah. years.
Mm-hmm.
We've had songs, we've had movements, mm-hmm. Stop the Violence and all this.
Right.
And it's like, we're clearly not okay with it happening.
Right.
But when you put a criminal on the same level as a law abiding, supposedly police officer, that's the issue.
Yeah.
There, you know,
and that just got to the point of what I was thinking while we're sitting here talking. It's been some time for us talking about this. We're focusing on protests and how people are perceiving protests when the whole point of this is not the protest itself. It's about why are they protesting? Why do you think they're protesting? The systematic lynchings of fucking people, of black people.
Yeah.
That's it. People are literally killed because they're black. They're slaughtered because they're black.
Yep.
Because their skin has certain hues and a certain amount of melanin in it, now they are fucking killed. Because their culture is something that you love.
You love the okay. culture, but not when it's down.
Okay.
Not when it's down.
Then it's okay, right? Then it's okay. But fuck the crime, because it's all about the protests.
Yep. It's all about demonizing the victim. Another thing is the St. Louis Black Police Union. They came out and wanted the Stockley guy convicted.
Yeah.
These are police officers that have to go to work with their coworkers every single day.
That's
and
yeah.
and there's, you know, you're supposed to have each other's back the blue. You know. And you have a whole commission that like how do you go to work as and I don't disagree. We should have people that represent us in the force.
I need that. Yeah.
And it's scary to think that, like, they aren't protected.
How are they at work?
Yeah.
I think I have a headache at work. I'm overhearing
Ooh.
Things. I'm not even engaging in conversation. And
mm-hmm.
it also doesn't directly affect our work.
Yeah.
In that way.
Yeah.
Can you imagine I for cannot. 5 seconds that you decided that you wanted to be the one to protect and serve your community because the people that were doing it were stopping and frisking, mm-hmm. because the people that were doing it were killing off families. Yep. The people that were doing it were raiding houses, oftentimes the wrong houses for the wrong reasons, because shit looks suspicious because it's too many niggas over there and we need mm-hmm. to make sure that they're getting checked on.
Okay.
Because these people wanted to stand up and make sure that something went right. Yep. And now they have to fucking stand behind people because some shit went white. Are you serious? Like, what?
I'm annoyed. It's facts.
I'm annoyed.
It's facts. Someone made a point to say that when white people, not in every case, but they like kill someone, they get like a movie made about them. Mm-hmm. They get like, if you watch Investigation Discovery, which is this channel that like shows you all these true crime stories, it like romanticizes, oh, she cheated on her husband and he killed her, mm-hmm. and showing all the sex scenes, and this is what mm-hmm. led, it was so much passion, and it's just like mm-hmm. the stories, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But then when it's a black person, it becomes this huge media storm
mm-hmm.
that just gives them a right to say
what they already believe. Because all they're saying is, oh, see, I told you, look yep. at them niggas. Mm-hmm. Look at them niggas killing.
Yeah.
Well, ooh, see, we told you. Look at these police killing.
Yeah.
And look at them going on vacation.
On camera.
There must be like some island filled with murderous cops right now. I wonder if Mary-Kate and Ashley are going to go take that on or whatever. Maybe Kim and Chloe will go take on the Isle of Shitty Cops. Mm-hmm. And so we can see what they're up to, because they're living a wonderful life. These families no longer have their family members.
Yeah.
And like, people don't see that. All people, lowercase p,
yeah.
the people who are watching Fox News are saying it's a heroin dealer that's mm-hmm. killing the neighborhoods. You don't give a fuck about that neighborhood. You're down the street on that side of the loop. Are you serious? On that side of Del Mar.
And this like a random note of this whole heroin epidemic that's supposedly going on.
Nigga, that's not
crack
new.
Crack has been in the black community for how long?
Since your buddy Reagan brought the shit in.
You hear me? So what the fuck is this? Like, I don't know. It was something on 60 Minutes today about it. I'm just like,
because it hit some white kids. That's what it fuck? Is.
And that's all it is. And I'm not saying that to say like it doesn't matter, but just like,
no, it's terrible. It's killing people.
Drugs have been in the, like, the reason why I don't like certain shows like Narcos, or it was another one that's really popular, because it's like, it's glorifying drug dealers and mm-hmm. et cetera when they're not black.
Mm.
And it's making it like, ooh, a great show to watch. Mm-hmm. Even what's the Breaking Bad? I mean, yeah. I know like Power is like a big one, but like, it's just like frustrating. Ugh, yep. I'm over it.
It's just truly amazing how deep the hatred goes for black people.
For no reason other than I look like black. The color you want to be.
So, okay, basically.
You know?
Everything that we've given the world, y'all love and y'all take and mm-hmm. try to remake, and you can't even do it.
Yep.
What happened to Iggy Azalea? You know, shit.
She out here still building her body.
Well, shit.
To match.
I don't know. This is all so much, and like, I'm very tired, and I haven't even like left the house. Are you serious? Like, I go to work and come back, and I'm still tired. I can only imagine the people that are out there doing the physical labor of being out there. So, mm-hmm. shout out to you all. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And like, we posted something on the Facebook page about different ways to participate in protests. So, check that out if you can't mentally or physically or for whatever reason. Make it out to a protest. See the other ways that you can support the cause, because there are other ways to do it. Hopefully our way of doing it through this podcast is helping. I mean, there's some other work to do, but like,
yeah,
we're trying.
I believe in keeping the communication going,
mm-hmm.
and the people out there, like, they're planning more and more events. And I know that I'm definitely going to try to get to one. I mean, I think
yeah,
there's
we'll
one tomorrow downtown.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
It's bringing. So when people say, what is the point of people out there protesting? And I think I saw a conversation where it was like, you're inconvenienced when they're out there. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's your thought, that it frustrates you.
Okay.
And you have nothing. You have no control over that.
Mm-hmm.
You feel powerless.
Right.
Much like we feel
mm-hmm.
all the time in situations.
Right.
But you can't do anything about it. That's what it's showing. And it's bringing awareness. And clearly it's mm-hmm. taking over the media around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? They're winning.
Yeah.
So when you say, what's the point? You're talking.
Yeah.
That's the point.
It's doing something about it. Basically.
I don't know. It's just really tiresome being black.
It really
sometimes.
Is. It is.
A lot of times right now.
And there's like, so much more.
like was so the Charlottesville happened in Virginia, mm-hmm. and we had a work trip. Some people, mm-hmm. I don't remember that trip being canceled.
It didn't get canceled.
It didn't.
No one even talked about its proximity to yeah. Charlottesville, whether it was mm-hmm. close. I don't know if it was close or far away or whatever.
It was an hour away, which is close enough when you think about.
Oh, we're about in. Yeah. Interesting.
But huh. But hey, the show still went on. So it's very interesting when it's brown and black people and even white people and everyone's afraid. I can't fucking. I cannot wait to go to work. Yeah, I promise you. And yeah. I'm hitting record.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, you have. Excuse me? Because we can talk about this. Everybody will be uncomfortable. Yeah.
You should have seen me stomping around the place. You should have seen me.
Yeah.
And like, I'm usually pretty quiet, I guess, in a way.
It's tiresome.
I'm not. I'm like, I can't. Like,
if you feel comfortable enough to speak on it in a workplace environment, mm-hmm. my mom had the same situation where she had to check someone for saying some shit. And then that person was so scared of her that they kept trying to kiss her ass all day.
Good.
I was like, good.
Yep. Because the main comment, some of the things that were brought up to me were like, my employees asking, like, do you know where the protests are? Like, da da da. No, but I hope if they come in, you're collecting their email data. Like, I sure hope, you know, I hope you're getting the guest count. Do you know if they're going to be rioting around here? It's not a riot. It's called a protest. And half of those people are my friends. What the fuck do you want?
They don't want anything except for like,
you just
want
to talk about it.
Just say
you have no part in this. Don't you live in Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Just shut up.
Just like you have.
Nobody's thinking about you.
You literally never cared about. You don't care. You don't care about the people that are out there. You don't give a fuck.
No. Nope.
You don't give a fuck about the buildings that are being fucked with. You don't give. You don't care.
Yeah.
You don't care. Nope. You just want to live in your white bubble where you don't have to see that the world is happening around you. You don't give a fuck. Stop pretending that you even give a fuck. Stop pretending that you're afraid. No one's here to hurt you.
No one's fucking afraid. No
you're
one,
not. I why would you be afraid?
Bringing my family to
you're
the
white.
Blue
what are you afraid of? You're white. We walk out of our house every day with a target on our fucking back because we have skin on our bones. You're not afraid
dealing
of shit.
Dealing with passive aggression, microaggressions every single day. Oh,
man.
I don't know if I've ever talked about it on this podcast where it was a coworker that was like, if you have a baby, do you want it to be a light-skinned baby or a dark-skinned baby?
Oh, my God.
And like shit like that, or your hair, or just do you have to be the voice of your race every time you say something or you think something?
Mm-hmm.
Do people come to you with questions that are basically generalizations?
Yep.
Oh, do all black people? Oh, no. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
I've never wanted to pat someone's hair. Like,
what is that? What is that?
This is weird.
I will give a shout out to our friend. We just went to her wedding. The other day, I mm-hmm. was like, oh, I just put this new shit in my hair. It's so crunchy. Feel it. And she was like, I can't touch your hair. Thank you. Good job. You learning.
You hear me?
But man, dog.
Like, there's people that have been speaking out, too, on my friend list that have never spoken out about anything. Mm-hmm. Like, my cousin, he's in an interracial relationship. Like, they just got married, mm-hmm. and he has a different experience than I. He went to Ladue, which is a predominantly white school. And, like, I've had conversations where, like, we've got heated with each other just because, like, you know, I'm very passionate about how I feel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he has a different mindset.
Okay.
And he made a status just saying, like, basically how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a lot of friends that went on there and literally were like, oh, we don't agree. And you were in the armed services. You shouldn't be saying this and that. And I got on there. I'm like, thank you.
Yep.
That's it. I'm not about to argue. I got enough people that I'm arguing with. I just got back on Facebook, so I really can't argue. Give it a week or so.
I'm happy that he did that. I think people are waking up.
Yeah.
That's what this shit's working.
Yeah.
It's working.
Hello.
It's working.
It is.
So I'm happy that that happened. I feel so. I was actually thinking, I feel bad for the black folks that are so entrenched in white spaces mm-hmm. that they have no escape.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have a Strokes or a Khadisi mm-hmm. they can go talk to about this stuff.
Yeah.
They literally have to go to work and hear all the microaggressions or. Yeah. Just the straight up aggressions.
Mm-hmm.
They have to go on the street and experience their day to day black ass life and pretend it's not happening because they have no one to like even process that stuff with because they're going home to their white partner who doesn't understand and won't be able to listen to their white family, you know, and their white lifestyle, but they're black and like trapped in this world.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that people are waking up and being like, hey, knock, knock, nigger. That's you. That's what they call you. When you're not around, that's what you're called.
Mm-hmm.
Nigger.
That's the power of social media. media. I mean, it's a gift and a curse in a sense, but at this moment, it's a complete gift because, like you said, it's creating those communities where people who may not otherwise have an outlet, they have one.
Yeah.
And
a community.
And a community.
That they otherwise not, may not have. So
I definitely think, I mean, it's you're different for me because you're tall, black guy, whatever.
Yep.
But we definitely should check it out. And I've been to a protest before. Like, I did the whole 99% thing. This was, like, back in 2011.
Right.
And it was, like, all different races and stuff out there in Milwaukee. And I don't think that they took us seriously. So it was, like, police, when I say they. So it was, like, oh, ha-ha. Like, it wasn't...
It's not...
There were no riot gears, you know?
Yeah, this is super intense.
This is super intense.
But, I mean, I'm also seeing my friends out there doing it. I'm like, you know what? And some of them are black, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, if they could do it, I can.
Yeah.
I can go out there.
Yeah.
And also, I was talking with one of my neighbors about it, and she lived in Israel for a year and a half, and she was protesting there, which makes me happy and also, like, very scared.
I don't know.
I don't know, like, what the exact situation was for safety, but she was like, you know what? Like, because I was talking about, wow, my friends got pepper sprayed a lot, and she was like, honestly, I protested in Israel, and, like, they should be happy they're leaving.
That's what I'm saying. That's scary.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, there's bombing. I don't know the exact, but
no, they will shoot. They will shoot protesters.
Yeah.
They will shoot you through your sign.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all. Thanks for, I mean, we have so much, like, oh, I forgot a point. Today at work, I walked up past where one of our security guards, who I saw walking in, I was like, I'm not engaging. Like, we can wave and whatever, but I just don't feel like even engaging with you. So I quickly walked up and walked past to get my drop off the thing I was dropping off and go back. And as I'm walking away, I hear the security guard say, we've made it work for 200 years. And now all of a sudden people have a problem with it.
What?
Yes. And then one of the other coworkers, who's one of my employees, who's white, said it works for some people. So they were in the middle of some kind of debate.
Yeah.
A debate that I won't participate in.
Made it
in.
Work for 200 years.
What happened?
That sounds like some motherfucking slavery
that
shit.
That sounds like some motherfucking slavery shit. So.
And this is another reason why, like, I used to be afraid to really go to these kind of protests because of we have, like, careers.
Yeah.
And,
yes, we do.
And it's like, but then, like, I think about it and I'm like, these motherfuckers can say whatever they want at the workplace.
Yep.
If you happen to see me on TV preaching about it, it is what it is.
I told
that
to my manager on Friday. I said, you might see me out there. Just know that.
Yeah.
We should probably wrap it up because I'm going to just keep coming up with new shit.
Yeah, it's hard not to. I'm glad that, like I said, we have this podcast to speak on it because other than that, a bitch is going crazy. So.
Yes. I don't know. Whew. I feel like we can just make this a long episode because I have some other shit I want to talk about.
Yeah.
It's all about racism.
It is.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's take a quick break. I need some more water.
Yeah, same.
And then
Daphne?
We'll get back to it. Don't snap my dog like that, nigga. Nigga, I'll put you out in the street. All right. Hey, everybody. It's Strokes. I'm just editing the podcast, and I just think that we should separate this episode into two instead of making it one long episode. So look out for part two coming soon. But I also know that we should probably add our social media stuff at the end of this episode. So if you have comments about this particular episode, please feel free to reach out to us. Our email is going to be at theblacktableis@gmail.com. Our Twitter is @blacktablepod. Instagram is theblacktablepod. Facebook, facebook.com/theblacktablepod. Or you can just search The Black Table Podcast. And you can listen to us anywhere you can listen to podcasts. And if you can't find us on your preferred app, please let us know so we can figure out how we can get on that app. You can follow us individually. I'm going to be everywhere online as STFU Strokes, and Khadeesi will be on Twitter at Khadeesi, which is KHADEESI. And we'll be looking forward to releasing the part two of this conversation that we had. Thank you all so much for listening, and let's play some music and get out of here. Take a breather. Get a little palate cleanser, please.